Unity. 11 members of the Unity and District Heritage Museum attended the annual general meeting held February 15. The group welcomes one new member. The Unity Museum executive includes Pat Uzelman as president, Azure McGonigal as vice president, Glenda Forbes as secretary and Terry Watt as treasurer. Although the financial report was unavailable because the bookwork was still at the auditors, there was plenty of other good news to report. Unity's museum welcomed 1,774 visitors in 2022. A total of the 72 volunteers contributed 3,957 hours. The history preserved at this valuable community venue was enhanced by 491 artifacts that were donated the past year. They were cataloged, bringing the total artifacts to 17,138. The venue was location for three weddings, one proposal, three family reunions and one school tour in 2022. Winter Pancake Brunches, which are the museum's biggest fundraiser, served 932 in 2022. The activity is also benefited by the museum's volunteer efforts as well as support from the community. In 2022, a number of repairs were accomplished, buildings were fixed, the grounds were worked on, new displays came into being. Local business and individual donations were listed in the five-page report that was reviewed. This is another aspect of the museum that is a key to their viability and longevity. The 2022 Family Day event had more than 100 people attend, and the committee will host another fun, free Family Day activity in 2023. The Canada Day activity had 189 people sign the register for the pancake breakfast along with 91 who attended the evening's chili supper. With the help of other organizations and businesses, it was a day of fun-filled activities to celebrate Canada's birthday. Committee members say there will be some upcoming expenses for UDHM, such as equipment needing replacement for the brunches, such as a grill and warming pans. New blinds need to be installed in the hall. A future machine shed for display and a future heated shop are also on list for expenses, but the group knows it will depend on finances. There is talk of a possible threshing day held in the fall to add to their activity list.